Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To Gwen and Chris, happy hour time. We're hanging out at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're having a great day out here. It's our final hour together, or maybe 40 minutes or so, before we get it over to Sam Levitt and the EcoWater SoCal Padre pregame show ahead of tonight's game, Padres and Tigers. Some man over here came by a little bit ago with a great...
My man.
I didn't get his name. So I'm going with the my man, Tony Gwynn version. My man came by with the City Connect Yu Darvish jersey on, though. Did you see that?
Yeah, no, he was...
Looking sharp.
Yeah.
Looking sharp. I think he went to the patio. Outside there.
He's a brave man.
He's a brave guy because it is rather warm out there.
Yes.
All right, we're giving away some more Padre tickets here. And we're going to give away some more Buffalo Wild Wings for a year. So we're doing that.
And I just want to let everybody know.
You're doing it live on the air, right,
yes.
Scrape?
I just want to let everybody know that Mike Schilt did not say anything that we haven't already heard, so we're going to be doing this instead of Mike Schilt.
Okay.
And you can hear the rest with Sammy Lev on the Padres EcoWater SoCal Padres pre- and post-game show.
Okay.
All right, so this is for the Padres tickets.
The final three
final
tickets.
Final three tickets.
Or two tickets, sorry.
Two tickets.
Two tickets. Our third winner. Our third winner.
Joe Ruke.
That's right. What you get for doing it live on the air, Scraby.
This is fine.
You get dead silence.
This is fine.
All right.
Ben Smith.
I think Ben won something else. Didn't he win wings earlier?
He did?
I think he did.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Ben's having a big day, but he didn't win that
this
one.
This is kind of a disaster, but oh well.
I told you.
Ronald Wines.
Ronald's gone too.
Oh my goodness! Okay,
I told you, Scrape.
I'm really digging deep on
I
this.
I told
one.
You. I'm gonna
really
I'm,
digging.
I'm
deep.
Not. You know what? I'm just gonna let you die in the vine here. I'm going to stand over here.
Paul Hoover. Oh, right
Paul's
there.
Right in front. All right, Paul, you got the tickets. Thank
nice
you.
Nice job. All right, now we need to.
All
give
I got to say about you, Paul, is thank you for being you. And being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now we're going to be giving away free wings for a year. Three
Good
of
luck.
Those. Three separate of those.
Three separate
we
wings for a
Buffalo
year.
We are Buffalo Wild Wings in
hang
Mira
on,
Mesa.
Hang on. My lovely vegetarian wife, Lori, just got here. Do you want to get your name in the hopper for these free wings for a year? No. She doesn't want to get in on that.
you sure? You sure?
She's okay. Sure. Yeah, she's pretty sure.
All right. I know he's not here, so he told me he left.
Okay.
Augustine?
Why did everybody leave? Nobody left.
No, he's right there.
I was going to say,
right
this place is packed full of people. So, I don't know where everybody went.
For all of you in the car, please come visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Mira Mesa. This is why we're giving out free wings for a year. So.
That's right. Augustine was here. He did win. Way
yes.
to go, Augustine.
All right, so we need two
Way
more.
To celebrate, you know, very quietly, Augustine. We barely heard you there.
Alex Castro. He's gone.
Next time I tell you not to do this, every time I tell you next time not to do this live on air, you don't listen to me.
Austin Dobbs.
Scraby.
Wow, this is falling really flat right now. This is real flat.
Yeah, our program director Adam Klug is wondering why we are giving up valuable airtime to do this.
Much easier, Christian Beltran. Kristen Beltran. Christian.
No, no.
Oh, right there.
I was going to say, I thought it was more blank stares.
Okay, right, one more.
Please. Is that it? Wait a minute, the show is over. Sorry, we are out of time.
We've already selected that one. Adam just played the outro music.
Adam's playing the goodbye music.
Nate Cobb.
There he is.
No!
All right, Nate. Good for you.
Thank you. Free wings for a year.
Free Buffalo Wild Wings for a year.
All right. Thank goodness that's over.
Man.
You know, I thought, you know, we did
what
this.
What do we talk about now after that thrilling segment?
I don't know. It didn't take long enough, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know, when
I
we did that.
I'm an idiot.
Hey, Scraby, back off, okay?
I'm an idiot.
We.
Wait, you should play that other one, Adam. Isn't this great? Or what, yeah, what was that one?
It's by
man,
itself.
I am stinking up the joint.
That's another one.
Yeah, there's so one many by them. Itself in a, its own row.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh,
everybody.
So when we're.
Well, this is just great, everybody.
There yes, you go. It. There that's you it. Go. That was you.
When we were downtown a couple weeks ago, the reactions on air were great. We had San Diego Drew and his girlfriend.
I know,
and
but
they
you're
like,
always
whoa!
You're always taking a risk when you give away stuff live on the air that people are going to have gone home.
Maybe I should do it at the 3 p.m.
You just realized what can happen. But
yes.
Now we really had everybody came out, and there's still people here, but a lot of people came out to try to win those tickets and win those Buffalo Wild Wings for a year. And again, thanks to Kevin and everybody from Buffalo Wild Wings for having us up here today. Not only, you know, is this location pretty cool, but don't forget Saturdays, if you live anywhere in this neighborhood, where I'm sitting, there's 40 TVs within my view.
Yes.
So that's how many college football games you could be watching at once, basically. And that's what Buffalo Wild Wings is for, basically wings and food
and TV.
You know, and TV and watching sports. And they got the DirecTV for Sunday.
I told you.
And the whole thing.
I came to Buffalo. You think I'm joking when
I say every single week when I was living in Cincinnati
in 2010.
Yeah, you wanted to see your team play.
I watched the 49ers play.
You wanted to see the Niners play.
And this Buffalo Wild Wings was the only place I could find in the area that was able to air the game.
Now, do we know tomorrow night is the opening game?
What day
game.
Is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow night is the opening game of the National Football League. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs home to the Baltimore Ravens. It will be, as far as I know, and Adam can correct me, it'll be the only Thursday night game that we're not carrying. Or maybe there might be another...
I'm not sure, but I know...
There's another couple of conflicts. Okay. But because of the Padres, we won't carry the Thursday night game, is what I'm saying.
I believe Adam just said in my ear, it's going to be on KCBQ tomorrow and Friday.
Okay, so tomorrow night's game will be on some sister stations. You got the Chiefs and the Ravens tomorrow night. Do you have any fantasy players going tomorrow night?
Not really. In our league, no. Not really.
That's right. You're only in four leagues. You must have somebody going.
I have to talk about our league on the show because everybody's familiar with that league. I don't think I do. I'm not quite familiar with my team. What about you?
I don't have anybody going tomorrow night, but my opponent, who is Connor, my godson, he's got Zay Flowers going tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
So I am worried that Zay Flowers is going to open the season with like a 4-touchdown performance and, you know, bury me before the season even starts.
I would be worried, too, not because it's going to happen, but because that's something that happens to people like you and I.
Yeah, it does happen.
But
Zay,
if you're a Baltimore Raven wide receiver, you're not going to be heavily involved in the offense.
But all they got to do is throw a couple of long ones to you, and I'm in deep trouble.
I really wanted Derrick Henry, but he went off the board way
too
early.
He went early. Friday night, it'll be Green Bay and Philadelphia. Now, I will not watch that game because I am not subscribing to Peacock ever again, and we all know why. But here's
Do we know why?
Yes, because they... Yes, I think everybody's heard me complain enough about it.
Okay.
But here's my sneak for Friday night. For all of you people out there that are kind of like me. The Eagles-Packers game Friday night is being carried at midnight on the NFL Network.
This is ridiculous, everybody.
So all you have to do is not hear the score Friday night. like I will probably try to do, and then tape the NFL Network from midnight to 2:30 in the morning, and then the next morning, Saturday morning, you wake up, you have a little breakfast, you enjoy the Eagles-Packers game.
But what about the scores around sports that you're not checking because you're trying to avoid the score?
It's just it's something you either make the commitment to do it or you don't.
You know, I really have a problem with this DVR.
I know
thing.
You do. You I can't do. Do it.
I can't do it.
But you ask my wife where I'll be at 3 a.m. Friday night. I'll be up watching the Eagles-Packers game.
Lori, do you find it as weird as I do?
She does.
No, she says no.
She thinks
no.
It's pretty weird. But
she's got your back.
I know she does. But, you know, we have a lot of people left here, but please tell her that when we talked about the fantasy league earlier, the props that we gave her for getting an A draft this year in our fantasy league.
That's true.
She did a great job, and her team is ready to take
your
the field.
Your team is stacked.
It's not bad.
You got the number 2 pick, right?
She did.
That's a good pick.
She took C.D. Lamb, and I think she picked Josh Allen this year.
That's a great pick.
So she's looking pretty solid. But anyway, so yeah, the lovely one is here at Buffalo Wild Wings with us. But that's Friday, Saturday. Then Sunday, it's all about Scott Hansen.
Yes.
And, you know, you watch
7 hours of commercial-free football starts.
I mean, it's the greatest. It's the greatest thing television ever invented. I don't think there's ever been name something that's as impactful as the invention of the red zone.
DVR, Adam says.
Oh, just the whole DVR?
Yeah.
You're right.
If we're in the
DVR,
sports world, I would say, the first down marker.
You mean the yellow line on the field?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That. The score box.
The score box. You know, invented the score box, don't you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Our friends at Fox.
Oh, I think they maybe did know.
Yeah, football used to only be on ABC and CBS. And then 30 years ago, whatever, Fox got the rights for the first time.
I do remember this.
And it was when Fox was still a relatively new network.
Hmm.
And they had The Simpsons and they had a few other things, Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
But Fox didn't really have a lot of programming. So to get the whole network on, you know, in the minds, they got the NFL and they started the Fox Box. It's called the Fox Box.
Interesting.
And if you watch a game from, you know, whatever it is, 25, 30 years ago when Fox started the Fox Box, the graphics have improved.
Oh, tremendously.
I mean, it was like, it used to be this little white box up in the corner. It used to say, like, L.A. and then S.F.
Yes.
And then, like, they scratched out the score 7-3. And
someone's writing it.
Yeah, right. And there was, like, second quarter. But it was a, you know, an amazing thing. I mean, nobody thought to do it.
I wrote an article, this is switching gears on the sport, but I wrote an article for 97.3thefansd.com like 5 years ago about the single-handed greatest invention in TV history for sports watching.
Okay, so you've got something.
Yes. It's
better than the red zone?
It just got to
better than the Fox Box?
It might not be better than a red zone, but it's definitely better than the Fox Box.
Okay.
But when golf has the shot tracer.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Because you can't see it unless the shot tracer is following you.
No, that's a good one. I like that. I like the golf tracer.
Yeah.
That makes golf a lot more watchable.
Do you know how they do that?
Yeah, some guy sits in the truck and with an art a pencil and he just kind of draw. No, I don't know how they do that at all.
That would be funny though.
Yeah, how does that work?
It's like the same technology as Doppler radar.
There's not anything in the golf ball itself, is
there? No, it determines something that's moving fast, and so it locks onto whatever is in its
area.
And
it just follows that flight.
Yes, and they have all the stats like how many feet from the middle it is.
Oh, no, it's amazing. It makes golf a lot more enjoyable. No question about that. All right, we'll take a quick time out. We have one final segment to go here. And I have something that I want to get to that happened in a Padre game almost a month ago. Now, maybe 2 weeks ago. But Major League Baseball is finally getting around to righting a terrible wrong.
Whoa.
We'll explain it after traffic on Gwynn and Chris.
Wow. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome you back to the final segment today, Gwen and Chris. Thanks to Adam Klug on the board.
Yes.
Filling in today out and about. Of course, Tony's down at Petco Park. He was on with us earlier. Scraby and I are at Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know that we've been able to, you know, acknowledge every name of everybody who came up, but like Dusty, very cool. He came up, introduced himself. He didn't win anything, but, you know, just being here and having fun, and a lot of people. I mean, the turnout was really good.
Oh, yeah. This has been a really fun broadcast.
So we really appreciate everybody who came out and came up and said hi, and I hope everybody had a good time. We certainly have had a good time. Our guy Hamby took care of matters over there in the promotion area, and his friend Dante Bichette over there, who doesn't know who Dante Bichette is, but his name is Dante.
I don't think I'm legally allowed to ask Dante how old he is, but I don't know that he was even close to a Dante Bichette.
Not born in the Dante Bichette era.
No.
Yeah, but Dante was our assistant over there today. So everybody pitching in to make it work on Gwen and Chris. We have a caller out there, Paul.
I believe so, yes.
And he wants to talk about the greatest invention ever. Because we were talking about, you know, the Fox box. I'm talking about the red zone. You're talking about the golf tracker that follows the ball. Mm-hmm. Paul's got something he wants to nominate, from what I gather. Paul.
What's up, guys?
Not much, man.
Much.
What you got?
Yeah, I want to do a little old school. I want to go back to when it was easy to watch a Padre game on Channel 4. Every day, Padres, Uncle Teddy. I didn't have to stream. I didn't have to look for it. I had my Padres every day, every night.
This Channel is 4 right was up Chris's alley.
Yeah, Channel 4 was great. And you know, what they're doing now with the Padre TV, it's at least affords us the opportunity to watch the game every night.
They didn't have a choice. But Valley Sports went bankrupt.
I understand that, but I'm saying what Paul is bringing up was went back in a simpler era.
Yes.
Where, you know, there was Padres TV on Channel 4, and we all watched, and, you know, you're familiar with Orsillo and Mark Graham.
Yeah.
Mark was on those broadcasts on Channel 4, but it was just more of a local flavor, whereas what you have now is kind of a national thing with local broadcasters. So I get what Paul's bringing up. But you know what? I was thinking about this during the break, too. And the most important invention in the history of sports, entertainment, right?
The Rock, I know.
It's very simply, and I know you may balk at this because you don't like these guys and what they represent.
Okay.
But there's nothing bigger and more wide-reaching in the invention of sports world, entertainment-wise, than ESPN.
Oh,
they're just—it's not even—it's not even close.
They were, of course,
it's really not even close. It was 1978, Scraby.
If I could turn. Thank you. Wow.
Some of us can remember that long ago, but in 1978. There was no ESPN. Like, there wasn't. It
didn't
exist. You watched. There was two things I did for sports. One is I listened to a radio station in L.A. called KFWB. And the reason I listened to it is because at 15 and 45 past every hour, they had the score updates.
Ah.
So you could follow the progress of games. The only other thing you could do is watch your late local night news to get a highlight or two of the Dodgers or the Angels. Maybe a highlight from one other game if something really crazy happened.
That is wild. I mean, because I've only...
That's all you got.
I know.
I mean, imagine that.
Like ESPN,
seriously.
I can understand why ESPN is a game changer, because they brought sports into everyone's living room across the country.
24-7.
24-7. And nationally. I can understand that for sure. The ESPN that's today, I'm not interested in.
It's different now. You're right. It's so corporate now, etc. But when they first started, also, you got to say about ESPN was kind of weird, Scrabe. They really had weird stuff on. Like, they didn't have a MLB contract.
Oh.
They didn't have NFL primetime at the beginning.
You want to know what I listened
they
to?
They didn't do NBA games. They did Australian rules football.
Okay.
They did equestrian.
Yeah.
They did whatever in the world they could do to fill 24 hours a day. And then they put SportsCenter on once or twice a day, which was kind of their one show. But other than that, it was pretty barren there for the first 5 or 6 years of it.
I think everybody who's ever watched ESPN in the 90s will know what I'm about to talk about. But I love the strongman competition that was on ESPN.
The strongman.
Thank you. I will do that. Because you know how they take the keg and they have to, like, throw it over their head and then they're taking a...
Was that the same as the lumberjack competition?
No,
they used to have those
too. No, they still have those.
They had some crazy stuff back in the day.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, think about that. It took until the 90s to get the strongman competition. That meant that you had to go through the whole 80s before you even got to that.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah, ESPN was not what it is now. But ESPN changed it, honestly, for everything and everybody. And that's just, there's no arguing that. You can't. Very similar to what happened in 1981, 2 years later, and stop playing the song, Adam, because I'm getting annoyed. But in 1981, MTV was invented. And what did that do for the whole music industry? But MTV did the same thing for music, you know,
yeah,
in the entertainment world.
It did.
All of a sudden, you know, everybody had to make a video, and you got to know. Anyway, you know what happened.
My question is,
so
who is still making music videos? Because they're still making music
videos. Oh, yeah, they're just not on MTV. You got to look elsewhere to find them.
MTV was a thing that I watched growing up, because TRL was on there with Carson Daly. They had this show called True Life. They had a bunch of other shows. Now, I don't even know what MTV is.
I don't know what they show anymore either, but I will say this. MTV nearly
sound old,
MTV nearly flunked me out of a semester at San Diego State 1 year.
What?
Because you would get up in the morning, Scrabe, you'd come out to the living room and you'd put MTV on and you'd say to yourself, just one more video.
Oh.
And then I'm going to class.
And you never do.
One more video, I'm going to class.
And you
never then
do.
One more. And then one more. And before you knew it, class was over. That happened more than once to me.
Okay, so this is a little embarrassing, but when I went to Colorado State, AFI came out with a music video for the song Miss Murder.
Okay.
Skip class to watch TRL to watch that video.
Of course.
2006 this happened.
Well, I mean, this is a long time ago, but those are the things that changed the world, with all due respect to all of our little other things.
Do you think this changed the world? Wow, look at this transition.
What, sports talk radio?
No.
Oh.
I was about to bring up a situation.
Oh, what?
DeMar Hamlin is going to be starting in week one for the Bills. And it's the first time he's actually started since his incident in Cincinnati where he had cardiac arrest on the field.
Okay.
Now, my original Big Five question, and then I replaced it with the stoplight question, was... Is DeMar Hamlin something that we're going to be talking about in 25 years as a moment in sports that we'll never forget? Because I feel like it's already kind of went away a little bit.
Yeah. My wife asked me about DeMar Hamlin this morning, actually.
Random?
Yeah. We were talking a little football. She goes, where's that guy? Is he still? She didn't remember his name.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to remember his name, I don't think. But
we will.
But people will remember where they were when that happened, I think. But not that, no, not life-changing to people.
Because at the time, I feel like it would have been life-changing, but over time, it's just gone away.
I'm going to, I don't want to even be morbid. If it would have had a worse outcome, we would remember it for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, JFK being shot would have been JFK being shot had there not been
We don't talk
the
about
morbid,
Reagan's assassination
exactly.
attempt
because Reagan,
it didn't
you,
happen.
It happened,
it happened,
but, it happened, but he didn't die. That's right. All right. Here's one thing that Major League Baseball took too long to get right.
Oh, yes, that's right.
2.5 weeks ago, the Padres played in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Hang on, sir. We're doing our radio show, so we need a little room. Thank you. So the Cardinals are playing the Padres. There are two runners on base at the time.
Yes.
Michael King is pitching to Nolan Arenado.
Yes.
I don't think there was a score in the game. Arenado hits a bullet and about a 99-mile-an-hour shot off the bat that bounces in front of Tyler Wade at shortstop, explodes past him.
You've said this the whole time, by the
into
way.
Left center field. And I thought, yeah, that's got to be a double. Two runs scored. Cardinals took the lead 2-0. They went on, I believe, to win that game. They called it an error. And Tony and Jesse thought it was an error also.
They did, yeah. They did.
On the broadcast.
They did.
But I thought to myself, in this day and age of baseball, they call everything a hit. And that ball was really scorched. I thought they would call it a hit for sure. They didn't. They called it an error. The runs were unearned. Michael King's ERA was not affected. I don't know if Nolan Arenado complained. I don't know if anybody complained. I don't know what happened after that.
I want that double.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Today, 2 weeks later, Major League Baseball has announced that was no longer an error on Tyler Wade. It is now a double.
Which is very
strange. All of this
strange.
Time later. So Michael King's ERA just changed. Nolan Arenado's batting average just changed. And
that's
the RBI.
I know. I was just, Adam just said, I don't know if he went out over there, but it affects fantasy matchups that we just had.
I know.
Because I am someone who had Michael King, and I ended up, the ERA thing in our fantasy baseball was very close. So I'm going back to check, but I don't know how you would go forward from there.
Yeah, so if you have a week-to-week fantasy baseball is what you're talking about.
Yes.
And you had Michael King. Yeah, they're not going to go back and change your ERA now.
No.
But
in corrections. Here we go.
But in a fantasy baseball league that is ongoing all year long, like I'm in, like I do have Nolan Arenado, so I'm expecting that an RBI gets added to my team total all of this time later.
It's right here, Michael King, earned runs too.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I mean, it's just kind of strange. To me, there ought to be maybe a statute of limitations on something like this. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you didn't change your mind in the first hour,
like, are they sitting around?
You know what? We're not going to change it.
Are they sitting around watching this play over and over and
over? I don't know.
And they're like, okay, actually, you know what?
That's why. Right. I could get it later in the day, you know, because people were talking about it or, you know, after the game, Arenado called up to the score booth and said, hey, come on. Or,
yeah.
Or Mike Schilt even called up and said, hey, you can't call an error on my guy. All right, I get it. But 2 weeks later, everybody's forgotten about it.
That's very true.
And now they bring it back up and they say, oh, no, that was a hit.
That is very true.
So that I found really weird. Really weird, but that's how we end our day. Tomorrow, we're back in our studio.
Yes.
And we'll be on at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
It's opening day in the NFL tomorrow.
Yes.
We also have a Padre roundtable tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. sharp. Don't
nice.
Miss that.
Nice.
We'll all be involved. And then you and I tomorrow afternoon with Tony from Petco Park. So make sure you're with us. Thanks again to Adam back in the studio. Everybody here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Thank you, Adam.
For Tony Scraby, Chris Ello. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everyone. Good night from Mira Mesa.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.